their minds, victory. Finally, it worked. Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. There again, the influence of Daniel in this pagan king. And yet, maybe not so pagan. At least he had an understanding of the God of Daniel. And we see how Daniel had such an influence, going back to the days of Nebuchadnezzar even, on the kings of that land. And now this next kingdom that came in, the Medo-Persian Empire, has an influence on those kings too. And he has an understanding of the God of Daniel. He didn't encourage him by some other false gods, so-and-so, and this one and that one might help you. No. He didn't give him his lucky rabbit's foot to say, don't give him a rabbit's foot because the lions might smell the rabbit first. That might not be a good idea. But he said, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And it sounds like the king himself somewhat believed it, although we know his faith was a little shaky as we see he spends a sleepless night. Verse 17 tells us, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He had a rough night. Maybe that's how conviction works sometimes too. Verse 18 shows that Daniel had an influence. For the better with the king, for the worse with his fellow presidents and princes. And that's how your testimony and your witness and your stand for Christ, your godly character will be in this world. There'll be some that'll be touched for good. And they'll may be made hungry and thirsty for the things of the Lord. And they may ask you, maybe at certain times in their life, they'll recognize you're one to seek out. And maybe ask some advice and maybe ask how you can have such peace in the midst of such storms. But then there's others. They'll feel uncomfortable, threatened, challenged. Maybe just not like you because you don't do the things they do, go the places they go, laugh at what they laugh at. What an influence. Morning came, verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. You just see the king running. Maybe still in his pajamas, I don't know. Maybe never put them on because he didn't sleep. Off he went, running to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Maybe there's a slight hesitation there. I don't know. Maybe it was an answer right away. But verse 21, then said Daniel unto the king, the very respectful words that are used in those days for a king. O king, live forever. My God hath set his angel. He sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him. And he commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Imagine how that story might have gone if Daniel had just decided to compromise and say, well, I'll just hold off for now. I won't pray today. Maybe this law won't last forever. And I'm sure some might say, well, you know, that's probably the wise thing to do. No point in looking for trouble. There may be certain situations that maybe we can compromise, but not when it comes to our walk with the Lord. Not when it comes to our stand for Him and our obedience to Him. Is there any compromising in that and still have any kind of fellowship with the Lord and walk with Him as it should? I I thought this too, even if God had allowed Daniel to be devoured by the lions, still somehow through that, God would get the glory. Maybe that would have had such an influence upon the king. I don't know. Sometimes I think around certain things, and maybe I shouldn't because they're not even in there, but we know this, God never fails. And he always does what's best in every situation. And in this situation, he saw the best thing for Daniel to come through that without even a scratch. And I'm guessing, I'm speculating here, not even a flea, because I'm guessing lions probably have fleas. I don't know. Nothing. Just like those three friends of his when they'd been put into that fiery furnace, not even the smell of smoke was upon them. So Daniel came out of that without anything. Completely delivered. God never fails. And that which will give him the most glory and do you the most good, that's what you can expect from him. But he expects us to be faithful, to trust him, no matter what. An eternal home in heaven is promised to all who have put their trust in Christ. When one has come with a repentant heart and trusted Christ as their Savior, and we can know now that we have a home eternal in his heaven, and we know one day he's coming back to take us with him. Dead in Christ will rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them to meet him in the air. And the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. We have a great hope ahead of us, which ought to be that which brings us through any trial, any trouble. Yes, we will still feel the pain of it. We will feel the sadness. We'll know the struggle and the weariness. But as we look to what's on the other side, just as our Lord did, ahead of him was the glory of heaven. But to get there, he went through the cross and the tomb. What cross waits us? What troubles are ahead of us? But if we look to see what's on the other side, and recognize that our faithfulness to our Lord is our most important thing. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, just trust him like Daniel did. And God blessed as a result. There's a great danger for compromise in how we handle adversity. It's important that we do it with an eye to the Lord. Because we know this, things aren't going to get better. We can't look and say, well, things will get better. No, because the Bible itself tells us, evil men shall wax worse and worse. We see this old world will be like the days of Noah, the Lord said. And sometimes we look around and say, well, the days of Noah couldn't have been much worse than this, but here we are. If you said that yesterday, you know the sun came up today and it's probably gotten just that little bit worse. We do well to rely upon God's enabling grace. Trust him to take care of us no matter what. And just like those three men who were put into that fiery furnace. Yeah, it was bad. They actually, I find this interesting. They had told the king at the time that they were trusting their God, that he would deliver them. I'm trying to remember the exact words, so I won't turn there, but they even said to him, but if not, we still won't bow down to this image. They were confident in their Lord's deliverance, but they didn't know what method God might use to deliver them. It might be simply to take them home to be with him, and they were happy with that. They were okay with that. Or if the Lord should do some miraculous thing before the eyes of these people and the king and deliver us completely and physically from these flames, we're okay with that too. They said, no matter what, we won't compromise. We'll continue to follow the Lord. May that be our heart's desire. May that be our choice when we stand in the midst of such times. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the accounts given us in your word. So often, I'm sure many would just look at them as stories. Nice stories. Stories with morals. But Lord, what we have in your word are actual historical accounts of real people, real events, doing real things, and yet people made out of the same stuff that we are. If you cut them, they bleed, just like us. And yet, Lord, so many accounts in this book show men and women just standing faithfully for you, no matter what. Father, help us to take these accounts, take them to heart, that they would be a challenge to us. This coming week, we may know of certain situations that we'll have to face, certain people we may be confronted by, certain choices and decisions we're going to have to make. How will we make them? May we remember a man named Daniel, that Daniel, but he stood faithful, and you honored his faithfulness. Lord, may we honor you this week. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.